I think the first constellation of double consciousness is very much kind of the framework to think about the whole show. Double consciousness, from the terminology of W.E. Du Bois, this ideal, this understanding of Black people's consciousness where they are well aware of themselves, but also well aware of the white gaze and what that does to the body and or what it does to one's behavior in real life. So the first two images are thinking through that, but also thinking about the reality of the photographic archive as it relates to the Black body in this time frame. And so we have two images. One is a postcard, an enlarged postcard of Uncle Tom's cabin, specifically the death of Uncle Tom. And I'm thinking through, again, what's possible. In this instance, it's that ever loyal Black servant that, you know, on his deathbed is being held by this benevolent white master. And thinking about that as one of the possible roles that Black people can perform, or yeah, I'll keep it at perform, when in front of the camera. And on the other side, I'm looking at this other cycle around emancipation. This is an image from Harper's Weekly that is presenting, I would say, a highly romantic and minimal, I would say, reproduction of what are some of the ills of slavery. And then it's also this construction of a cycle of Black life, going from slave to emancipated slave to being sold on the auction block, or you know, families that are actually creating their own homes. And I guess that would be an argument for what is possible for the Black slave after emancipation. But we know that that's not necessarily true. But nonetheless, it's a cycle that is acceptable in these kind of ideas of what a Black body, how a Black body should be represented, either on the deathbed or on the other side being redeemed from oppression. But, you know, the rest of the exhibition will illustrate that it's a much more complicated cycle that just continues to cycle around in a way that I would say is like a death loop in the photographic archive.
I have a quote to share. This is W.E.B. Du Bois's first mention of double consciousness as a paradigm for considering the problem of representing Blackness. It goes, quote, "A world which yields him no self-consciousness, but only lets him see himself through the revelation of the other world. It is a peculiar sensation, this double consciousness, this sense of always looking at oneself through the eyes of others, of measuring one's soul by the tape of a world that looks on in amused contempt and pity. One feels his two-ness, an American, a Negro, two souls, two thoughts, two unreconciled strivings, two warring ideals in one dark body, whose dogged strength alone keeps it from being torn asunder." I love how this idea of duality, of doubleness, is also very visibly at work in the Thomas Nast image. So we have this either-or scenario, right? Like you can choose this fate or this other fate. Both are fictions in a way. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to keep in mind that despite being in a space where we are seeing fact everywhere, there is also a certain amount of fiction that we must hold at the same time with this work. The fiction that all of the violences of the time that we share, of the last century, of a future, can be eradicated through the work of artists. You know, that is a fiction that is really hard for us to come to terms with. And also the fiction that we are separate from a past. I mean, that's something that I think can give the present, provide the present with a lot of self-righteousness. Mm-hmm. But we know that there are situations that we're living in right now that are just as corrosive and just as complicated. I think it's also very important to keep in mind that this is our first introduction to the narrative of Uncle Tom in this exhibition. So for many folks, some folks, let's say, may not be as familiar with the trope of the Uncle Tom, which is a benevolent, servile Black man. And it is a term that can yield pain and harm and violence in different contexts. So, for example, in the era of Harriet Beecher Stowe, in a period of emancipation or pre-emancipation, there might have been this notion of the Uncle Tom as being a support for his own emancipation, right? That, it, you know, he has to be a participant in this emancipation, but also he's not a threat because he means well. And, you know, he's also maybe not human And so he needs our help. So this is, you know, me maybe speaking a bit flippantly about past paradigms, but I don't think they're untrue. There's also this notion of an Uncle Tom that can be yielded in lateral violence as well. And that's maybe a more complicated conversation. But I think what's really interesting, seeing this image as one of the first images you encounter in the exhibition, is it also prepares us for the role of photography in emancipation efforts, but also in the kind of narrative storytelling of the last century. Harriet Beecher Stowe, who is a writer and so-called abolitionist, she appears later on in the exhibition. She's often credited as the author behind the narrative of Uncle Tom's Cabin, but we know that that story was actually built on a real person's life, a real man's life, Josiah Henson, who was a fugitive, enslaved man. And we'll encounter more about that. We'll get deeper into what that means in terms of its relationship to a Canadian landscape.
What I want to make clear, and you had mentioned this about, you know, much of the exhibition is building on quote-unquote fact and this notion of fiction. And I think that that's an important thing to speak to again when talking about the white archive, the white photographic archive, because much of these representations of blackness are through the lens of white people. And so as much as the work does that job of illustrating potentially the real life that the real experiences my family went through, there's also this real thing also about the ways in which white people have authored black identity.